Will the Fed step in again to rescue the economy? We're about to find out.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We're just a couple hours away from a big speech by Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke at a conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. There's high anticipation that he'll announce a new monetary stimulus program to get people to stop saving and start spending. For more, let's bring in Janine Aversa, who covers the Fed for Bloomberg News. She is with us from Jackson Hole. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do we know anything about whether Ben Bernanke is actually going to launch a new round of stimulus?
We can't say for certain until the chairman speaks. But the thinking at this point is that the Fed chairman will probably keep that door wide open to embarking on a third round of government bond buying.
If Bernanke does proceed with another round of asset purchases, what are the rewards for the economy and what are the risks that are involved?
The potential rewards for another round of bond buying could be that we drive already low rates on loans lower. That would spur people to go out and buy homes or companies to expand their operations. The risk is that flooding the economy with billions of dollars more risks pushing inflation up much higher down the road and could prompt a speculative buying wave, and that could feed another bubble.
Janine Aversa is a Fed reporter with Bloomberg News. She is covering Ben Bernanke's speech today in Jackson Hole. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Well, if the Fed does announce some new stimulus today, it may give companies a little confidence about going public. This month alone, as the economy has stalled, at least 17 tech firms have put off initial public offerings. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
Venture capitalists pour billions into startups every year. Facebook, Twitter, Groupon all got healthy doses of venture capital. And eventually, those investors want their money back.
So they're anxious because they would like to get a good price for not such a long holding period.
Kathy Smith is with Renaissance Capital. She says when IPOs slow down, because the markets are unpredictable as they are now, it takes investors longer to cash out. Vikram Mancharamani teaches finance at Yale.
Venture capitalists harvest their investments and then recycle that capital into new investments.
Mancharamani says if a venture capital firm doesn't turn a profit, it won't spend as freely.
It'll be hard for other startups to get money.
Kathy Smith thinks the IPO market could be slow for at least several weeks. And even if the chill becomes a deep freeze, she says it'll probably only last 6 months. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down in overseas trading this morning, about 1% lower in London, almost 3% in Frankfurt. And we just got some more evidence that our economic slump looks a little different from the top. The upscale jewelry company Tiffany says in its latest quarter, profits were up 33% from a year ago. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 170 points to close at 11,149.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing solutions to help grow and protect retirement income through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. By Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
The head of Libya's transitional government says the rebels could lose the trust of the people if Western governments don't release billions of dollars worth of Muammar Gaddafi's frozen assets and fast. But at this point, Gaddafi himself remains at large, so countries and businesses around the world are left wondering what to do. For more, let's bring in an expert in tricky diplomacy, former British Foreign Secretary Lord David Owen. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, Lord Owen, back in April, the so-called BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, came out and denounced the use of force in Libya. Are they in trouble now as countries start to recognize the rebels and want to do business with them?
Well, I think all those skeptics about the use of a no-fly zone to tilt the balance of fighting have got egg on their face. Mm. And I think this is the sort of interventionism that we're going to have to get used to. I've called it a constrained intervention.
Well, when you are a country who does business with Libya, how do you figure out what to do in a situation like this where you don't know what's going to happen with the leadership, but you do want to have an economic future with the country?
Well, I think that in the early days, you hedge your bets and you keep on board with the existing government. I don't think business is there to make political judgments. They've got to have their eyes open and be aware of what may happen in the future, but try and keep open a dialogue with the liberating and protesting element.
And then once it looks like one side is going to emerge, as it does right now, how does the dynamic change? What are you supposed to do at that point?
Well, you work with whoever's the government of the day if you're in business. And we already recognize the Transitional Council, and it won't be long, in my judgment, before they declare themselves the government of the country, and most sensible countries recognize the reality.
How prepared do you think these Libyan rebels are to take over the country and its economy?
I think they're very prepared, and I think we're underestimating them. The transitional team began to develop more coherence, spoke to other countries, developed sensible proposals, came out with a constitution, made the decision that none of them would stand for election, which is crucially important in a transitional period, and have pledged themselves to have an election within 8 months. Now, if they can achieve that, that would be a fantastic transition.
Former British Foreign Secretary Lord David Owen, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure.
And finally, move over food trucks. The new thing in Boston is the sneaker truck, a traveling shoe store. The Green Street Vault, as it's called, drives around the city selling shoes. But according to the Boston Herald, one old-fashioned shoe store wasn't too thrilled when the truck parked out in front. Apparently, it wasn't long before the meter maid arrived. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Power outages twice a week. Factory workers getting sent home with little notice. That's the reality in China.
If we are lucky, they will tell us on Wednesday afternoon that Thursday and Friday there is no power for us.
I'm Bob Moon. Guess what? Power plants need power. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.